Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
You're on 101.9 Hi FM, and we're having a very interesting show about the physical work environment and what that actually means in terms of your mental well-being. As you know, this is the people show. It's apparently the only people show in the country. So I hope you enjoy what we do on the show. And if you have anything that you'd like to share with us, you can get in touch on 0618951019. That's 0618951019. That is the Chai FM WhatsApp number. Tell us what's going on in your world. How are things happening for you at work? You know, have you had an accident at work that, you know, are you sort of interested in claiming? You know, do you need to look at what the law says about that? Have you, or, you know, are you wondering about the time that you spend and how it makes you feel being physically in the office, you know, sitting at the desk? And driving into the office every week, and what is the impact that sort of being at home on your own, working at your desk, versus working in the office? How's that affecting you? As you know, how's it affecting your health? Tell us what's happening for you. So in this part of the show, we're going to go to our recruitment feature, which is where we look at the jobs that are now out on the market. And so it's an exciting feature. There's opportunities every week for people to find some kind of employment. So this week, we're going to be talking to Linda Hepko, who's founder of Elite Employment. Hello, Linda.
Hi, good evening. Hi. Good evening, Saul, and everyone out there who's listening to me.
Yes.
I'm the owner of Elite Employment Recruitment. I've had my recruitment agency for the past 33 years, and I'm proud to advise that I have a 70 to 80% success rate with all my candidates. We specialize in recruiting from executive level down right until domestic level. A big portion of my business is on the domestic side, placing butlers, night nannies, housekeeper cooks, kosher cooks, chefs, private butlers, housekeepers, drivers, you name it, we can assist. And also on the professional side, we do from receptionist right up to executive level.
Great.
At the moment, I'm sitting with quite a few jobs that maybe some people out there that are listening, maybe I could assist them with. On the domestic side, I have a position for a butler, houseman, cook, driver in the north. It's a live-in position. They require a gentleman with a good track record and a good cook and obviously impeccable driver license. I have another position, a few positions for live-in housekeeper cooks. Another one for housekeeper nanny. The nannies is a big side of my organization, placing nannies. I also have another position at the moment for a live-out housekeeper for an infant. We also do a place au pairs, which is also quite a large part of my business. A lot of mothers today all work and they need assistance with their kids. I'm sitting at the moment with a position from now just until school breaks up. The kids do attend a Jewish school, their two kids. So it's the afternoon position, and the position is temp, but it can evolve for next year into perm.
So,
beg your pardon?
Okay, so for the listeners out there, it's essentially for, you know, if you have staff or people that people that are looking for these roles. This is for them.
Yes, absolutely. And for clients as well, who's looking for to assist them with their needs.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I also have, sitting at the moment on the commercial side, I'm looking for portfolio managers. The candidates must have a paddock score, have done a paddock course, and must have had worked in a managing agency handling sectional titles. I have those positions ongoing all the time, but there are a few people out there, we need more people. There are not many people that are responding to this role at all. I'm not quite sure. So anyone out there who's listening, you're welcome.
Linda, tell me a little bit about it. Is it a management role, and what is involved?
It's a portfolio manager. Yeah. So they go to the trustee meetings, board meetings. They handle all the owners and the tenants of the buildings.
Okay, so
it's a bit, yeah. So, and they must have their own transport.
Okay, so it's a property portfolio manager role.
Yeah, property, correct. Yeah.
And what is there a requirement for any? You know, what kind of qualification do they need for that?
Well, they must have done the PADOCS course, which is specialized in sectional title. That's imperative.
Okay. So what is the PADOCS course? Just tell the listeners out there.
PADOCS. It is a course where they tell you from A to Z with regarding all the rules of sectional titles.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And they can do it online. It is. You can go online and look up the PADOCS, and they can do it online, the course.
So this is somebody who's interested in property has had some kind of experience. I'll just say, how many years experience, Linda?
Well, they're even happy to look at someone with two years upwards.
Okay.
Yeah, because there is a shortage of property portfolio managers out there.
Mm. Linda, we're going to go to a short ad break. We'll be back shortly.
IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
Here on 101.9 Chai FM, this is the People in Perspective show, and we are a people-focused show, and we've been talking about different HR-related issues, and right now we're discussing some positions which are available and some jobs that are on the market. And Linda is busy telling us about a property job. If you've interested in anything you've heard, we also heard there were some roles for domestics earlier, or there's also a bunch of those roles. Linda, you're busy. So this role you were saying is this property management role?
Yes, yes, you know, yes.
There's lots of people essentially who are property managers in Johannesburg. It's the property sector is a huge growth industry in Gauteng.
Absolutely. Yeah. But especially they have to, with sectional title, they must have that experience with the sectional title.
Right.
That's what my client requests with the PADOCS.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
I also have a role for security guards. I'm not sure if IFM, but I've got a client who's looking for 5 security guards, but I have placed 3 this off today. So there's still a position for 2. They must have grade C. It's for access control for high-rise buildings in Germiston, Turfentine, around there. And I'm always looking for au pairs, so nice young Jewish girls, students that want to au pair while they're studying.
Tell us about that. What are those?
So these are young students that can fetch children from school, supervise homework. Great if they can help with the Hebrew homework, obviously.
Yeah.
But not essential, they don't have to be Jewish. Fetch them from school, take them to extramurals, and a lot of, the mothers out there today are all working. They need assistance with their kids.
Right. So we've got a role for an au pair. Who's listening, there is that available. Age-wise, I mean, we're talking anything from 18 to 25, or I would say.
Yeah, 18 to 25, even older. Sometimes the 18-year-olds, a lot of my clients feel 18 years old, they've just started driving.
Yeah.
So it is a little bit, they prefer someone with at least 2 years driving experience.
Mm. I see.
In that role. And and the nannies, I'm busy with nanny. Clients are phoning me for nannies, good nannies all the time. I have positions ongoing for housekeeper nannies, cooks, Jewish cooks, you name it.
Okay, so
always.
If you're out there and you need a domestic, you can get in touch with us and we'll help you with that.
Can I give you my email address or my telephone number?
Well, people,
can they reach out to me?
People can. We have the direct number that we have is 061-895-1019. So it's 061-895-1019. That is the studio. That's the WhatsApp number that you can get in touch. And Linda is the person who can help you with in terms of, you know, the domestic hiring of the process, where you know, you might need to hire a domestic. And do you have an email address, Linda?
Yes, I do. So it's recruitment at eliteemployment.co.za. And there must be in mind that there's two E's. So it'll be Elite Employment, two E's.
So it's recruitment at
eliteemployment.co.za. And am I able to give them my telephone number, to tell you my telephone number?
You can.
Or
yes,
do they have to phone you direct?
Well, we generally would prefer people to get in touch with us.
Okay, no problem.
And then we can put you on to Linda.
Yes.
Yeah. There's now two or three ways that you can get in touch with us on this. You've got Linda's email address. We'll give you Linda's phone number if you get in touch with us, or you can just get in touch with us. So there's three different ways that we will be able to help you with that.
That'd be great.
Yes.
And I hope I can help a lot of people out there that are looking for positions. And I try and do my utmost best to match the person to the brief that I'm given, the correct person.
Great,
and what is very important is good track records clients are looking at, and contactable references. Those two are imperative in today's times.
Great.
Very, very important.
Yeah, it's you know, in from an HR point of view, you know, most of the work that goes in from an HR person is to match the talent to the job, you know.
Correct.
Essentially to find.
And I can proud myself. I do have about a 70% success rate in all the years, after 33 years of helping everyone out there. And
great. Fantastic, Linda. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Great.
Thank you. Bye, Saul. Bye.
So that's Linda Hepke, who is recruiting for nannies and domestics. If you know somebody who needs one of those, you can send us a message. And also au pairs, which seems to be every year there's a need for people to do au pair work. If you that sparks your interest, you can get in touch with us. Essentially, we wanted to try and look at the work environment from a few different perspectives this week. And we started off with a legal perspective, where we spoke to Peter Fine about the sort of legal obligations that you've got to be empowered in terms of the work environment with regards to your personal health and safety. So if you want to go to work and maybe there's construction going on, or you're at the office environment, and there's you're worried about what's protecting you in terms of your physical health, you know, there are acts out there that can actually that are there to protect that. And generally, what he said was those acts govern the behavior of both you and the employer. So there's generally there's an impetus for both you and the employer to act properly. So it's not a one-sided thing. It's always a two-sided thing in the law. So just bear that in mind. And then we went to Ilana and we spoke about the impact that being in the physical work environment has on mental health. And she gave us some interesting perspectives about this new working environment, this hybrid working environment. And what we discussed was the fact that its relationships are now more important than they ever were. So to be having a relationship with your phone as opposed to a person is something we need to overcome in all generational in all generations. And then lastly, we did a bit of recruitment out there. So hopefully for somebody out there, we've managed to touch on an area that's been of some interest to you. So thank you for listening. It's been a pleasure chatting to you this week. And we should be back next week. So we'll be back in 1 week. Thanks for joining us.